Georgia is facing a foster care crisis. In the last few years, the number of children in state custody grew by the thousands, and meanwhile, the number of foster homes and adoption openings to put them in stayed the same. As Michelle Alloy reports, the state's child welfare agency is scrambling to find enough placements to meet that growing need.
Kristen Wright and her husband signed up to be foster parents about a year and a half ago.
We were just kind of searching as to, you know, how we could continue to use our home and our family, and just really felt like the Lord was moving us in that way.
Currently, Wright and her family are fostering a two-month-old baby girl, whom they've had for about 6 weeks. She'll stay with them at their Snellville home until she can go back to her parents, a relative volunteers to care for her, or she's adopted. The little girl, who still looks like a newborn, is the 10th child Wright has taken in. Wright says there's no standard for how long a child stays with her. Some stay for a few days, some for several months. But whenever a child leaves, it's only a matter of days until another one or two arrive.
The longest was between 2 and 3 weeks. Probably the quickest was one time we were leaving court and we did receive a phone call for another placement.
I would say if we placed 25% of the kids, we're doing pretty good.
That's Wayne Noggle. He heads Uniting Hope for Children in Loganville, a group that works to recruit and train foster families. The Wrights are one of his families, and he says Georgia needs many, many more.
Last year, we've placed 150 kids, and I'm sure we've had over 500 phone calls.
A lot of the families are full.
In Kennesaw, Michelle Christian has the same problem. She's the foster care program manager for Devereux, Georgia Treatment Center. Christian says she's been struggling to place older kids and sibling groups.
On a given day, I may receive a phone call from 4 or 5 different DFACS agencies saying, we have a sibling group of 7.
DFACS, or the Division of Family and Children's Services, is the state agency that's ultimately responsible for the state's foster children.
It's fair to say we're in a crisis around our need for foster homes and adoptive placements.
That's Susan Boatwright, the communications director for DFACS. The crisis she's talking about is a numbers problem. Last year's state records show Georgia cared for around 15,600 kids. That's 2,600 more than it cared for just 5 years ago. Meanwhile, the number of foster homes in the same time frame stayed flat at around 4,000. Boatwright says the main reason for the huge jump in the number of kids in care was a new statewide 1-800 hotline that rolled out early last year.
It has brought more cases to our attention, and they're cases that we needed to be involved in.
Here are some more numbers. In September 2013, before the call center rolled out, the state got about 14,000 potential abuse reports that month. The following September, with the call center, it got 26,000. Again, that's the calls for just 1 month. Boatwright says as the state started investigating more cases, more kids came into its care, all at a time, Boatwright says, when state money was short.
While we were not able to replace staff that left, we often, you know, needed to move staff from positions that weren't involved in going out to assess the safety, because that's the first thing we have to make sure we do.
The result has been a system that is overwhelmed, says Melissa Carter. She heads Emory's Barton Child Law and Policy Center.
We are bringing more children into care than we are exiting them. Certainly, it's more complicated than just a numbers game, but that is one indication about the emphasis being perhaps greater on the front end than it is on those exit strategies.
Carter is also the former head of Georgia's Office of the Child Advocate. She says ideally, DFACS would have 2 to 3 placement options per child that comes into care. By that metric, Georgia is more than 10,000 placement options short. Those realities are pushing DFACS and the private foster care agencies that contract with the state to ask families to take more kids. Again, Michelle Christian from Georgia Devereux Treatment Center.
Couples will come in and they'll think, okay, I want to be a foster parent. I want the 0 to 6 range. You know, they want this one child and, okay, we need you to be able to take 3 or take 2.
Christian says the cases she's seeing now are also more complex.
There's been a recent increase of 15, 16, 17-year-olds that are needing homes just to be able to graduate from high school, or, you know, to be able to again, remember and feel like living in a home.
This summer, the state started spending $6 million just to recruit more foster families. It's the first time DFACS has ever gotten money specifically for this type of work. The agency is working on an ad campaign and hiring more staff to recruit and train foster families. But that training takes between 2 and 6 months, and homes for foster children are needed right now. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.